ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أعاذني الله وإياكم منها معاشر الأحباب. إخواني وأحبتي في الله، dear brothers and sisters, there is a group of this ummah. They have a weird belief about the awaited leader, Al-Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And they believe that he was born in the month of Sha'ban. Not this Sha'ban, but 100 years ago, in the month of Sha'ban, and he has hidden himself in a cave, and he will appear at the end of time. And they have other beliefs about this man. We Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, when it comes to the discussion of the matters of the deen, we don't use our emotions and our wishes and our desires. Either it is a religious matter that is well founded, well established, based on a verse from the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or based on an authentic hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, we are not allowed to say anything that we don't have knowledge of. Because when we talk about the matters of the deen, it's like we are talking on behalf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a very serious matter. And because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or actually it is in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the book, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Say, O Muhammad, to the people who are claiming certain claims, provide your proof if you are saying the truth. And this is very clear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should not say anything unless we have a proof, a very strong proof from the Quran or the Sunnah of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what does Islam says, or what does Quran and Sunnah say about Al-Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam? Nothing is mentioned in the Quran about Al-Imam al-Mahdi. Nothing. But Muslims and Muslim scholars, all of them, there is an ijma' consensus that he is one of the major signs of the Day of Judgment. That the hadith, we have a group of authentic hadiths or sound, imma sahiha wa imma hasana, about the coming of Al-Imam al-Mahdi at the end of time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, يقول في آخر أمتي يأتي المهدي أو يخرج المهدي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يسقيه الله الغيث. الغيث يدل على البركة، والعلماء لهم تفاسير كثيرة، يقولون ربما لأن قبل خروج المهدي تكثر المعاصي والذنوب فيقل المطر وتجدب الأرض، ف فالله سبحانه وتعالى عندما يخرج هذا الرجل يسقيه الغيث وتعظم وتخرج الأرض خيراتها وتكثر الماشية وتعظم الأمة. الأمة الإسلامية يعود لها شأنها ويعظم شأنها بين الأمم، ويعيش فيكم سبعا أو ثمانية حجج. So أبو سعيد الخدري is saying here that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says that at the end of the time of my ummah, the Mahdi will appear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him rain. And rain is a dalil, is an evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him barakah. And why in his time? They said, some scholars said, maybe because of before his appearance, corruption will be spread all over the place. And people will be committing sins and major sins. And they will not care about the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many areas on this planet will witness a big deal of dryness, no rain. So on his time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him rain. And the earth will bring forth its fruits. And he will give a lot of money. In the Arabic, he will يُعْطِي الْمَالَ صِحَاحًا. He will not count money for people, he will give them wealth. And cattle will increase. And the ummah will be great. The ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be great at that time. He will rule for 7 or 8 years. And this hadith is collected by Imam al-Hakim and Imam Abu Dawood, and the scholars of hadith, they said this is a sahih hadith. Ali رضي الله عنه قال أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المهدي منا أهل البيت يصلحه الله في ليلة. ابن كثير رحمة الله عليه المفسر المشهور يقول في ما معنى هذا الحديث، يقول يصلحه الله في ليلة معنى يغفر الله له ويلهمه ويرشده ويصلح شأنه ويعينه ويقويه ولم يكن كذلك. So Ali ibn Abi Talib, may Allah be pleased with him, is saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Mahdi is one of us, a member of my family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide him in a single night. In one single night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire him. As Imam ibn Kathir said, he will forgive him, he will grant him help, he will guide him, he will inspire him. And he was not like this before. I have two notes with this hadith. The first note is, when Imam al-Kathir, he said, يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَهُ, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him, it doesn't mean that he was a sinful person before. He was a fasiq in the Sharia terminology. It doesn't mean that. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the best of the creation, and he used to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness 100 times every day. We don't do it, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him his sins, and he didn't have sins. And actually, when he used to finish his prayer, when facing the Sahaba, he used to say, Astaghfirullah, 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 3 times, The scholars, they said, Rasulullah ﷺ used to ask istighfar for any shortcomings that might happen in the prayer. So there are no sins, but still he is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. So the point here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this man, will guide him in one night, will inspire him, will give him guidance, and he will know what to do after that. Because we don't know the history of Imam al-Mahdi before this time. We have no clue. We have nothing in the Sharia that tells us where he will be born. We know the name of his father because Rasulullah ﷺ, he said, إِسْمُهُ كَسْمِي وَاسْمُ أَبِيهِ كَسْمُ أَبِي. That means his name is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. And we know that he will be from the family of the Prophet, from the children, of Fatima, and this is narrated in another hadith that is sahih. So here we come to the second note. Some people might say, oh my God, you are saying that these ahadith are authentic? That means some groups will use them against us. They will tell us that, you are saying that al-Mahdi is from the children of Fatima, the children of Ali, radiallahu anhum ajma'een. So he's our Mahdi that we are talking about. There is a very important point here, dear brothers and sisters. The scholars of Islam, Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, who are following the Sirat al-Mustaqim, the right path, they don't play with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't hide anything if they think that some other people might use it in the wrong way. Here, when it comes to this ahadith, when they found them that are correct and authentic, they didn't hide them. They wrote them and they collect them in their books. They didn't have this concern and this fear that some other people might use them in a wrong way. Because this is not their problem. That if there is something wrong here, is with these people, not with these ahadith. Some people are using the Quran against the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Is there anything wrong with the Quran, with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Of course not. There is nothing wrong with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But some people are using the Quran to say that we should not follow the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So here, this is not a concern. When something is true, we say it's true. When something is not true, we say it's not true. We are not concerned about what other people might think or might do. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, the same Sahabi who narrated the first hadith, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala al-Mahdi min itrati, yani min dhurriyati, with a high forehead. Al-Mahdi is of my lineage with a high forehead. Aqna al-Jabha. Ajla al-Jabha. Yani jabhatuhu aliyah. Indahu al-Hisar fi sha'rihi. Wa aqna al-Anf. With a long, thin, curved nose. Sayamla'u al-Arza adlan kama muli'at zulman wajuran. He will fill the earth with justice and fairness as it was filled with corruption, with oppression and injustice, and he will rule for 7 years. And this hadith is collected by also by Imam Abi Dawood and Imam Al-Hakim and the scholars of hadith. They said this is a hadith sahih. Jabir radiallahu anhu, and part of this hadith is collected by Imam Muslim in his sahih, said in a hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, عيسى بن مريم سينزل فيكم عيسى بن مريم والمهدي فيكم. المهدي إمام للمسلمين في ذلك الوقت. فعندما ينزل عيسى بن مريم في مدينة دمشق كما هو معروف يقول له المهدي تقدم إلى الصلاة, يقدمه إلى الصلاة وتكون صلاة الفجر. So عيسى بن مريم يقول له لا, يعني إمامكم منكم إكرام من الله سبحانه وتعالى لهذه الأمة. So Jabir is narrating here that عيسى بن مريم will descend and their leader descend on this Ummah, and their leader is al-Mahdi, will say, come and lead the prayer, and he will say, no, one of you should lead as an honor to this Ummah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this hadith we know that al-Mahdi will appear before Isa alayhi salam, and the appearance of Isa alayhi salam is also one of the major signs of the Day of Judgment. And they will meet in the city of Damascus, because that will be the headquarter there in that area, that would be the headquarter of al-Imam al-Mahdi. And Isa alayhi salam, كما ورد في الأحاديث, ينزل عند المنارة البيضاء, on the white manor in the eastern part of Damascus. and he will meet Muslims at the time of the Fajr prayer, and they will be fighting together, Al-Mahdi and Isa alayhi salam. They will be fighting the false Messiah, Al-Dajjal. And Al-Dajjal will be killed by Isa alayhi salam in the land of Palestine. And if you here, if you notice, these three people, these three great men, are all of them awaited by three different nations. Christians, they are waiting for Isa alayhi salam, and we are waiting for him. But waiting, I have to explain the word waiting here, how we understand the word waiting. أحد العلماء كتب مقالات جميلة سماها الانتظار عقيدة أم عقدة. يعني ممكن يكون عقيدة وممكن يكون عقدة يسبب الإنسان مشاكل كثيرة. The Christians are waiting for Isa, and the Jews are waiting for the false Messiah, and they call him their king, who is the Dajjal. And other groups in our Ummah are waiting for Al-Imam Al-Mahdi, but Isa and Al-Imam Mahdi will be leading the whole Ummah without any specific group, and they will establish Islam on earth, but Al-Imam Al-Mahdi will rule only for 7 and 8 years, and then he will die, and Muslims will pray janazah on him. Isa alayhi salam, he will die at the age of 45. We are not sure at what time, how old was he when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to the heaven. Some scholars, they have different opinions. Did he die? Is he dead now in the heaven? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him life again, and then he will appear on earth, or he is alive in the heaven. We have no clue about this discussion here in the Quran of the Sunnah. What we know, that and we are sure of, that Allah that he was not killed by the Jews. They claim that they killed him, but he was not killed by the Jews, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to the heaven, and he will appear at the end of time, and he is one of the major signs of the Day of Judgment. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, there are many ahadith about Imam al-Mahdi. Some of them are sahih, some of them are hasan, sound, little bit less than sahih, but they are used in sharia. Hadith al-hasan is used with al-hadith al-sahih. Hadith al-hasan doesn't have the same conditions as the sahih hadith, but it is accepted hadith. And some of them are fabricated and some of them are weak. But there is a brother who wrote a master's CD, the master's degree, on the hadith of Imam al-Mahdi. He found out that there is 36 hadith that are sahih or hasan about Imam al-Mahdi, and the scholars have approved his conclusion. But what I mentioned, the hadith that I mentioned now in the khutbah, among the best of the hadith that are mentioned regarding this topic. Some scholars, they used to say sarihuhu, yani about hadith al-Mahdi, صريحه غير صحيح وصحيحه غير صحيح, which means that the hadith that mentioned the name of al-Mahdi clearly are not صحيح, are not authentic, and the hadith that did not mention the name of al-Mahdi are authentic, and this is not true, because there are hadith, as I mentioned now, they mentioned the name of Imam al-Mahdi, and he is from the lineage of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, there is a very important point with the word waiting. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't say al-Mahdi al-Muntazar. Al-Muntazar is because people are waiting for his appearance. People, they call him al-Mahdi al-Muntazar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, is al-Mahdi Muhammad ibn Abdullah min walad al-Hasan aw al-Husayn radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Now, how we can understand the word waiting? Should we sit down and do nothing? We don't support the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't learn. we don't do anything positive towards our ummah, and we say, oh, Al-Mahdi is coming, so we have to wait until he comes and the ummah will be great. This is a wrong belief. It becomes here a problem if we think this way. Because Al-Mahdi, he is only a human being. He's not a prophet and he's not a messenger. And he doesn't have asa sihriya, a magic stick. He will do like this, the whole ummah will be great. No. He is a Muslim leader, a good leader, good khalifa. But he needs a huge army, good army. He needs scholars. He needs the judges to help him. He needs teachers. So he needs people. So the ummah has to be ready before the Mahdi comes. Because weak people and self-defeated people will not give Mahdi any support. Some people, they say, you know, and then when I come to this community here 8 years ago, I used to hear this. Our community is good, but we need a good leader. This is a wrong equation. Goodness has to be in both, in leaders and community members. They have to go together. And actually, leaders are the product of good communities. They don't come, a leader cannot come to a corrupted ummah and we'll just fix it like that. So we have to learn our deen, try to fix our affairs, cope closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to support our deen, do whatever we can. Then we'll be ready, inshallah, our children will be ready. When this man comes, we give him support, or our children will give him support. Because if they don't, they have wrong knowledge about this man, they will give support, they might give support to a wrong person. Or they might say he's a terrorist, he's extremist, he's like this, he's like this, and start labeling him with labels. And they won't help him. So we have to have the wrong, the authentic, sound knowledge about these events and these people. Then we can do the right action. This is the right deed, and the right action comes as a result of a good knowledge, good understanding. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يفقهنا في الدين وأن يصلح من شأننا وأن ييسر أمورنا. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا التأويل. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وأقم الصلاة.